The Gemara on the top of Tezvav on the base quotes a psak from the Amoraim, and the fifth line from the top. Omar Rav, Hasheched Lachayla B'Shabbes. Rav commented on the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yudah, it's also Bosayom, Hasheched B'Shabbes. Now the Talmidim of Rav explained that it depends on Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. Machlokes Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon. Originally they thought it has to Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon regarding Muktzeh. The final maskana was no, it's Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Meir regarding Hamavashal B'Shabbes. Now Rav is talking about Hasheched Lachayla B'Shabbes. There was a Chodesh She'esh B'Sakana, and the din says that shechtan l'chayla b'shabbos, rather than feed him nevela, that's all the Rishonim discuss at the end of Yuma. Rather than feed nevela, we prefer to do the shechita b'shabbos. That's what the Rosh and the Raiva, the different Rishonim explain. Why shouldn't we recommend he should eat nevela rather than shecht b'shabbos? The din is machila mosa hakal akal tchila. Whenever you have to be machal shabbos, you try to minimize the chil shabbos as much as possible, to lower it down to the level of the Rabbanan, or Chilul Shabbos is a Shech the Behemes, and he says, Skila, Teet, Nevelas, Oni, Salav, so that's the Kasha, all the Rishonim ask, why don't you feed the Chayla Nevela rather than Shech on Shabbos? So they give various answers. It's very surprising, there are religious doctors and nurses who are practicing medicine on Shabbos for so many years already, and it still didn't work out. What's the list of hakal akal tchila? What's preferable to do? Melach shem svicha legufo, or kelach hayad, or amir liyakom, or whatever. The achronim started a little bit. Teres Yisrael HaMishnayis quotes that Gemara the end of Yuma. The Mishnayis the end of Yuma. Machil mos hakal akal tchila. Gemara is talking about when you have to eat non-kosher food. B'hodinami, if you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you should try to do it the Rabbanan rather than to do it the Raisa. So they still didn't work out the hierarchy of which is Mechamun and which. So here, Rav gives a psak, if you were Mechal Shabbos, Hashech L'chayla B'Shabbos, also L'bori, why is it also for Bori to eat it? He's talking that there was Nechayla B'Soch Beso, Erev Shabbos. The Gemara said it on top line, if it's chayla b'toch besa, then there's no issue of muktzah. If there's no chayla b'toch besa, then there's a problem of muktzah. So he says, my time high hamavashal chayla b'shabbos mutar lebari. Why? This is going to be muktzah. This is not. This is chazi lochus. This is not chazi lochus. Okay. And then the Gemara says, amar apapa pamim shashochet mutar kam shayla chayla mevod yom. If he had a chayla b'toch besa mevod yom, then the behemah is not considered muktzah because he thinks he may have to shecht it. So it is minamuchan. And pamim havashal b'shabbos will be also kigon shekotzah tzlo dalas. What's kotzah tzlo dalas? So Rashi learns kotzah tz is min hamechuber. He was kotzah min hamechuber. Dalas is roi lachila the way it is. Dalas is chazi lakutz, Rashi claims. But the reason why it's a muktzah was there was no chayla b'soch beisa on the Erev Shabbos. There was no chayla b'soch beisa. And he didn't plan to detach it from the ground. So therefore, when you detach it from the ground, it's considered muktzah. So Tosis Taina is against Rashi. The Rabbi Natamog is against Rashi. So why does it say, Pamim hamavashal b'shabbos, also the chayla? Also the bari is not allowed to eat what you cooked on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with cooking on Shabbos. You should say hachaytach b'Shabbos. The detaching it from the ground was the malacha. That's Tosis Taina against Rashi. So Rabbi Natan learns the other pshat that Rashi rejected. Rashi has a second pshat which he doesn't like. Is the mefarshim b'dalas telusha? Rashi has on the fourth line in the Rashi. Other Rishonim learned that's the Rabbi Natan adopted the second shot. Dalas telusha, and the reason why it's muktzah mishum dekoshehi, it's very hard and it's not chewable. So Rabbi Natan prefers that pshat since it's not chazi laku, so therefore it's muktzah. Because why does the Gemara have to say hamavashal l'chayla b'shabbos as if the malacha was the bishul? The malach over here was the ktsira, the way Rashi learns. Yeah. The upshot of the Gemara is that whenever you have food, we assumed all along we assumed all along that only Rabbi Yehuda holds from Muktz Machmas Sisa. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold from Muktz Machmas Sisa. If you have a live animal, the simple reading of the Gemara on Yud Gimel and Beis, you have a live animal which is Amid Lachila, so is it considered Michael Adam on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas or not? So the Shaila was it's Roy Lachila's Adam, but you can only get to eat it if you do a Malach of Shechita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need Hachonas HaBailim, Hachonas HaGavra, so there's a Malach involved in doing Shechita. So it's going to be Muktzah Machmas Iser, the Gemara calls it. Muktzah Machmas Iser means because of the Iser Shechita, so it doesn't have a shame Michael on it. Masheni Ken, according to Reb Shimon, the simple reading of the Gemara was, according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Oichlam Mikel Marol Muchan Me'aleim, so even though there's an Iser Mitzad DeGavra, there's an Iser to Shech the Behema, but Ben Hashmashes, we say it's Muchan Me'elav Avu Lach Hazman, just in case it'll get Geshachten by itself. So that was the Pella, we don't understand, because the Gemara said Masech HaShabbos and Perikira that Lemaskanas HaGemara, the reason why the Moisa Shemesh Ebener, the leftover wick and oil and the cup on the bottom, the reason why everything is muktzah by Ner Shehid Likabo Boso Shabbos is not because of muktzah machmasisa, that you're not allowed to handle the cup with the oil that's burning on Ner Shabbos Ben Hashemash, because it may cause kibui. That's only a libra Reb Yehuda, all the Dov Shehid Miskabin is Osir, so you're not allowed to do kibui. According to Reb Shimon, Dov Shehid Miskabin is mutter. So it's not a psik resha that whenever you're going to carry a, when you carry a candlestick, for sure it's not a psik resha. Usually the candle does not go out, but even if you carry a cup with the oil in it, many times it's not going to go out. So the worst thing that'll happen is that it's going to cause kibbutz, it's going to be a dov sheni miskav, it's going to be a yude. It's not the muktzah masisa. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason why it's muktzah ben ashmashes, baner shedlika bobos or shabbos, because the kli doesn't have ishtamshis and the oichel is not roi lachila, the shemen is not roi lachila because of the isa kibui. No, then it would only be aliv the Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon wouldn't hold like that. The Gemara says, no, even Reb Shimon agrees. Even Reb Shimon agrees. That if it's kos kaira vashoshis, if it's a container that has so much oil that looks, the nashmashis, it looks like it's going to burn for 25 hours, going to burn for the whole Shabbos, even Reb Shimon agrees that you send bigudis katsoi in the event that it happened to blow out in the middle of Shabbos. Why? Because it's not because of muktzah machmasisa. Reb Shimon will hold, Dov Shem is kavim muti, you're allowed to handle it. The reason why it's muktzah is because basas ledov ha'osa. So if it looks like it's going to burn the whole Shabbos, even Reb Shimon agrees that it's going to be basas ledov ha'osa, and if it blows out in the middle of Shabbos, it'll remain migudis katsoi. Machlegs abir Reb Shimon, by Moshe Shemesh Ebener, is if it had enough oil to burn for a few hours, and from the perspective of Chalamah, it looks like it's going to go out in the middle of Shabbos. So then Reb Yehuda holds you need Achonas HaBailim. So either he's not a Bailim to be Mechen, or we assume he probably was not Mechen it. Those are the 2 days in Iran, there in Masech Shabbos and Perkir. What if the Bailim says, when the flame goes out, I want to use it later? Would Reb Yehuda be Mechel or not? It's Nagel Alach, because even though we paskan like Reb Shimon against Reb Yehuda, the Gemara says Benegeh to Migudis Katzo, we paskan like Reb Yehuda. We adopt Reb Yehuda sheet over there. So these are the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. If a woman lights Neiris on the table, and she says, after the flame goes out, I want to move the light to a different location. So would you say that it doesn't become Basis Davros? Would you say there's no Migudis Katzo in such a case? So that's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So the Gemara says Beferish over there that if it's kos karev ashoshis, if it has so much oil that it looks bein ashmashis, that it's going to burn the whole Shabbos, even Reb Shimon agrees that you say migudis katsoi. Even he would agree that it would be muktzah. So what's by the behema, the live animal, from the perspective of bein ashmashis, it looks like it's going to remain alive the whole Shabbos. You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. So that's what Tosis asks on Yud Daled and Aleph. Tosis on Shabbos asks it also. So Tosis on Yud Daled and Aleph asks it. Dibra Mascha Mechatchanas Adeluin. So Tosis says, because since it's, there is a possibility that a Cherish out of the cut may come and Shecht Vacherim Amdam Agab, Vacherim Roy Moisai, it's so far fetched. A Cherish out of the cut may Shecht the Behemah properly, Vacherim Roy Moisai. So therefore, it's Mucha Me'elov Avu L'Achazman. That's Mucha Me'elov. It's a pellet. That's what the Peshua says. He doesn't understand what's going on over here. How can that be? So then Tosis explains also, on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the Ramaska Mechatchin, they explain this Gemara too. The Rashi learns in our Gemara, Shekotzatz Dalas, that the Dalas was Mechubel Karka. Rabbi Natam says, no, that the Dalas was Tolush, but it's not edible. It's so kosher, so it's not chazilok, it's not edible. So the way Rashi learned that the Dalas is Mechubel Karka, so that's enough to make it Muktzel Cholodes, Afil Aliber Reb Shimon, because there's no way to get it to be Nitlash. So the Tosis on Yudala and Aleph explains that either Michael Lodam or Michael Behemah is enough to make it Ois Muktzel. So grass, let's say grass that's attached to the ground, so you're allowed to let the behemoths graze to eat the grass. There's a din shvisas behemto. You're not allowed to let your behemoth do any malacha. So Tosis and Masech Shabbos quotes a mechilta that this is the behemoth enjoys grazing. Behemoth enjoys. You're not allowed to put heavy bundles on the behemoth to make it carry. That'll be a violation of shvisas behemto. Even if you let someone else put heavy bundles on your behemoth, it's your violation of shvisas behemto. But if you allow the behemoth to, if you're going to muzzle the behemoth, you're not going to let the behemoth eat the grass, so the behemoth is going to be upset. If you let the animal graze normally, like it does 6 days a week, so the behemoth, that's naich the day. It says, man yanuach, shorcha b'chamerech, shorcha b'chamerecho, v'inofish ben amoscha v'hager. So the pasuk uses the expression, l'man yanuach shorcha b'chamerecho, so it takes it close to mechilta, l'hainu naich the day. That's the... That's noyach to the behemoth that it should graze on Shabbos. That's not a violation of Shvisa's behemoth. So Tosis says if you have grass, the kolzman, the grass is mechubel karka is muktzah. If someone detaches the grass, a nochri comes and he cuts the hay, and the hay is in a location where the behemoth could have gone and grazed by itself. The behemoth could have gone and eaten this hay. So even though the behemoth didn't go, a nochri went and cut off the hay. That's not considered mukta migadis katsoy, since the behemoth could have gone. My behemoth could have gotten eaten it and eaten it himself. So that's not called mukta ben ashmashis. That's ben ashmashis. It's oimid lekach that an animal will detach it. So even if a goy detaches it, I'm allowed to pick up the bundle and feed it to the behemoth because it's not mukta. I'm permitted to handle it. It's meichel behemoth and it's not considered. You don't say migadis katsoy because ben ashmashis it was oimid lekach. Unless, let's say, Tosis says the hay was in a farm, in a field where there are fences and the behemoth can't go over there. So there's no way to have the hay detached from the ground without somebody doing a malacha, because the farm is under lock and key, so the behemoths can't get there. So then it's like Kos Karev Ashoshes. So even Reb Shimon will agree that you're going to say Migadis Katsoy, because from the perspective of Ben Ashmashis, it looks like it's going to be Mechuber throughout the Shabbos, unless someone's going to do a Malacha, and you're not allowed to have anybody do any Malachas on Shabbos. Tosis on Yudala and Manalef is discussing how come the Gemara has two different reasons why fruits that are detached may not be eaten on Shabbos. So the Gemara in the middle of Pesachim in Perek Malchim Shenogu, the Mishnah in the middle of Pesachim in Perek Malchim Shenogu, and the Gemara the first Daf in Beitza, it talks about Peris HaNoshrim, that Peris that fell down from the tree may not be eaten because of the Gzeri Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. Just like Mashkin Shazavu, the Gemara here quoted on Yudalad and Mabes, Mashkin Shazavu, if you have a Zeisim V'Anovim, and juice oozed out by itself on Shabbos, so what could be the problem? So the Gemara says, Mashkin Shazavu, you're not allowed to eat the Mashke Gzeri Shema Yitzchot. So too, Peres HaNoshim Min Ho'ilon, you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos Niyontu Gzeri Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. Then there's a Gemara in Perek Ein Tzadin, in the third Perek in Beitza, where the Gemara seems to say, that's how Rashi interprets, Tosafot, that's how Rashi interprets on the Gemara, that if you have Peres that would detach from the ground, Yesh B'minim B'mechuper, Peres would detach from the ground, or you have fish, someone went fishing on Shabbos and Yom, caught the fish, on Achri caught the fish, so the Gemara says it's going to be Muktzeh. So Tosafot says, why do you need two different reasons? Why don't you say that the Peres had a mechuba to the tree that fell down? Why do you have to come out to a new chashash, a new gzereshemi, alavi itlosh? Why don't you say that it's mechuba, it's mukta in the beginning of Shabbos? And what do you need the reason of mukta? Why don't you just say gzereshemi, alavi itlosh? So Tosis gives the explanation. Gzereshemi, alavi itlosh is if it's a very delicious fruit and it's very easy to pluck it off from the tree. And the minig hamdina is that people enjoy eating a fresh apple, so to pluck off an apple from the tree and start munching on it right away. Ba'oda b'chapa yivlaenu. Tosis uses such a melitza from Tanakh. Ba'oda b'chapa yivlaenu. And it's a dover kal. But if it's a very tall tree, you have to take a ladder to climb up all the way to the top in order to detach the peiros. So then you can't say gzeirus shemiyala biyitlush till he's going to schlep the ladder. He'll remember that today's Shabbos is not going to do him alone. So the gzeirus shemiyala biyitlush is restricted. Gzeirus shemiyischot is also only if it's such a if it's a juice that people enjoy drinking. People enjoy very much drinking a popular juice, and it's very easy to squeeze out the juice. So then there's gzeirus shemiyischot. That's why it's problematic. Our Gemara talks about gzeirus shemiyischot. Rashi interprets an Agmar bottom of Yudalad and Beis. Just like Reb Yehuda is very machmer over there, Gzeirus Shema Yischot, even if the Zeisim Anovim are not Oimed Lishtia, it's Oimed Lachila, and there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, doesn't make sense to make Gzeirus Shema Yischot, it's not Oimed LeJuice, it's not Oimed LeMashkin, it's Oimed Lachila. So it doesn't make sense to have Gzeirus Shema Yischot. So Reb Yehuda is machmer. The Gemara has a machlekes. The Gemara says, "Some tanoim are more machlekes abiyin rabbanon. Some tanoim are more machman than others." So the Gemara says, according to the tanoim, who are machmer, so there's room to be machmer. A behema shenishchato accidentally b'Shabbos, he should make a gzeir shema yishchot. How can make a gzeir shema yishchot? The shech the behema is a whole major production. What, a guy wants some flesh? So he goes and he takes a knife and he shechts a behemoth just like this. I can't imagine it. Maybe years ago, maybe it was a common thing. I don't know, but today it's a, no one ever does it like that. So that's a strange. The way Tosfos says that the gzeirus shema yischot and the gzeirus shema yala b'yitlosh is only if it's very easy to do the malach. And then Tosfos says about the muktzah, if the peiros hanoshim, if they can easily fall down from the tree by themselves, then we don't declare that since it was mechubal karka ben hashmashes, it was muktzah is going to remain muktzah. No, ben hashmash is zayim elakach that it's going to fall down. According to Reb Shimon, not according to Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, yeah, according to Reb Shimon. So Tosfos says the peiros that may fall down or the behema shemesa beemtza Shabbos. Obviously, it was a sick animal. If it dies in the middle of Shabbos, so you say ben hashmash is zayim elakach. So then Reb Shimon would say that ben hashmash is mucha me'ela v'avur liachazman. And by the behemah shenishchato b'Shabbos, Tosfos gets stuck. What's the beer over there? What's going to happen by itself? Tosfos says if it's peiros that are mechuba hay, that's mechuba lekarka, and the behemah had access to that grass, the behemah could have easily gone over there and eaten the grass. And then if someone is toiloshit b'emtza Shabbos, so that hay will not be muktzeh because the behemah could have detached it. So that's called oimed lachaticha b'emtza Shabbos. So it's muchan avur liachazman. Hashenik, if it's in a separate farm, a separate field that's under lock, so then it will be muktzah. Then it will be muktzah. That's what Tosfos explains. He needed the two reasons in the Gemara. Then Tosfos gets stuck with the behemah shenishchato b'Shabbos. So they say, well, bein hashmashes, there was a chance that acherim shotel katan v'shechted v'acherim roim oisai. So therefore, it's oimed lakach. That's the pella. We don't something missing over here. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's our pella. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion. Amar Avdimi Maradoa, very right before the Mishnah on Tezvav and Beis. Very nice. Rab said different svaras, different issues. But bottom line, this is the halach hilchasa. The psak is the following. Amar Avdimi hilchasa. Hashechet l'chayel v'shabes mutal lebar biyumtz. My time. He's talking if there was a chayla b'sach beiso on Erev Shabbos, so the behemah is not muktzah because it's haim lakach. So you're allowed to eat it. My time came near b'shel gezayis b'azav lo shchit ki kol shochet adai to the chayla kol shochet. There's no possibility he's going to do an extra malachi. He's going to shecht one animal. There's enough for the chayla and for the bari. However, hamavashel l'chayla b'shabbos, also the bari, the healthy person is not permitted to eat the leftover soup. Let's say we cooked a bowl of soup for the chayla. So, and the chayla only ate half of the bowl of soup. He only ate half of the food that we prepared for him. Is the healthy person, is the bari allowed to eat the leftover food? So, Rav Dimi Ben Ador makes a gzera. Gzera shema yarba b'shvila. It's a gzera de rabbanon that you may cook extra. Since you're cooking for the chayla, you have a heter to cook for the chayla. So, you may cook extra, and that's not permitted. Marba b'shurim is awesome. So, he made a gzera de rabbanon. Why are you just worried about Marba Bishurim by Bishul? Why, how come you're not worried about Marba Bishurim by Shechita? It may shecht a fatter animal. Like this, he's only shechting for the Chayla, he'll shecht a skinny animal. Like this, he'll shecht a fat animal. So that's what the Or Sameach says, that the Malach is Natilis and Shama, so it's only one Neshama per animal. Even if it's a very fat animal, it's not called Marba Bishurim. You don't say that every limb is now dead, every pound of meat that was originally alive is now dead. So he did a malacha of Natilis Neshama from all of the pounds of flesh. So if he's going to shecht a bigger and a fatter animal, there's going to be a Marba Bishurim of Natilis Neshama. So he says, no, that's by Bishul like that. By Bishul, every extra ounce of food that you're cooking is an added malacha. Marba Bishurim is an added malacha. Masheni Kain by Shechita, it's one neshama per animal. So that's what the Or Sameach says, not like the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch wants to say that if you shecht the fatter animal, you had a bear to shecht the skinny animal, shecht the fatter animal, so that'll be also be Marba Bishurim. So the Or Sameach thinks that it's not so. He explained that's the pshat in this Gemara. Yeah, this Gemara is a famous raya in Beitza. There's a machlokes, the Rashba and the Ran. What's the story with Marba Bishurim? The Gemara in Beitza says that you're permitted to cook. Let's say you want to have a cup of coffee on Yontif, so you're permitted to cook water in order to drink the coffee. What if I want to have a cup of coffee on Yontif and it's late in the afternoon? I want to cook up more water than I really need for today. If I want to cook water on Yontif from a Tzoy Yontif, that's not permitted. You're going to be mevashel on Yontif from a Tzoy Yontif is also. You're only allowed to cook on Yontif for Yontif. What if I'm going to hold the kettle under the faucet and I'm going to hold, instead of holding it for 5 seconds to get enough water for one cup of water, I'm going to hold it for so long that I have 3 quarts of water. I have 3 quarts of water because I want to drink some of the tea now. I want to drink some of the tea or the coffee after Yontif is over. So the Gemara says that that's permissible. Marba Bishurim on Yontif is permissible. And there's a Gemara in Maseches Menachos that says that Marba Bishurim is not allowed. The Gemara says if you have a Chayla Mesukan on Shabbos, so you have a Heter Mishum Pikuach Nefesh to do whatever is necessary. So the Gemara says, what if the doctors declare that the Chayla needs a fresh apple in order to save his life? So you're permitted to pluck off an apple from the tree. What if the doctor says he needs 3 fresh oranges to save his life? So the Gemara says you have a brera of either plucking off 1, 2, 3 to do 3 malachas, or breaking off 1 branch that has 5 oranges on it. So which is preferable? Should you break off 1 branch, do 1 maisik tzira on 5 oranges, but you only need 3 out of the 5? You don't need the extra 2. So you're doing marba bishur. Or is it preferable to do marba b'malocha? It's preferable to pluck off each one of the 3 oranges separately, so you're only doing the malocha to the extent that it was necessary for the sake of pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara is tossing around the idea, the Gemara is considering the possibility that it's better to do 3 ktziris. The maskanas ha-Gemara is that it's better to break off the 1 branch that has the 5 oranges rather than to do marba b'malocha, rather than to pluck off the 3 oranges separately. That's in the first daf in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. But if the Gemara entertain a Havamina that it should be the other way, that it's better to pluck off 3 oranges separately rather than to break off the 1 branch, so you see the Gemara Meferish thinks that Marba B'Malach is a Marba Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. To break off, let's say there are 2 branches, there's 1 branch that has 3 oranges, 1 branch that has 5 oranges. And the doctor say the Chola needs 3 oranges. So that's Beferish in the Gemara, that's an Issa. You're not allowed to break off, it's an Issa Deraisa. It would appear from the Gemara. You're not permitted to break off the branch that has 5 oranges if you can break off a branch that has only 3 oranges. The Gemara even thought that maybe it's machil mosa akala kal chila. The Gemara had a havamina, which is rejected right away. The Gemara had a havamina that it's preferable to pluck off 3 oranges individually rather than to break off the 1 branch that has 5. They thought that that's a bigger issa. They came to the maskana, no. Marba malacha says bigger issa than marba bishurim. But you see from the Havamina of the Gemara that Marba b'shiurim is an Issa deraisa. So if it's an Issa deraisa, how come on Yontif the Gemara says that it's Heter Gomer? What's going on over here? So that's the Rashba and Beitza raises the issue. We don't have any Rashba on Menachos. The Rashba and Beitza raises the issue. So the Rashba and Beitza says that was exactly the Gemara's suffix. which is preferable, to be marbe b'shiurim, to break the branch that has the five oranges, or to be marbe b'malacha, to pluck off the three oranges individually. That was exactly the suffix, but the marbe b'shiurim is an isa deraisa and isa derabbana. The Gemara came to the conclusion that it's preferable to break off the one branch that has the five rather than to pluck off the three, because marbe b'shiurim is only derabbana. So once you come to the maskanos ha-gemara, marbe b'shiurim is only derabbanan, so then the Rashba says, now it's miyushub the kasha. They never introduced the Yisr, the Chumrah, and Yontav. They only introduced this Chumrah of Marbe B'Shurim on Shabbos, and on Yontav they never introduced it. It's only in Yisr the Rabbanon, and B'Shabbos Gozer B'Yontav L'Gozer. So the Ran disagrees with the Rashba, and he proves from Agamar. Agamar says, Zerush Emi Arbe B'Shvilon. If you're cooking for the Choyla on Shabbos, and you have a Heta Pikuach Nefesh, so the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat the leftover food. Why? Because we make Exera the Rabbanon, that you may cook extra. But if the Rashba holds that cooking extra is only an Issa de Rabbanan, I have a head to be kuach nefesh, to cook the amount of food that the Chol HaMesukah needs to eat on Shabbos. So if you hold that Marbe B'Shurim is only an Issa de Rabbanan, so what do you make Gzeri Shem Yarbe B'Shvila? It's a Gzeri L'Gzeri. Even if you would have been Marbe B'Shvila, it would have only been an Issa de Rabbanan. So you make an Issa, you're not allowed to eat the leftover food, Gzeri Shem Yarbe B'Shvila, it's a Gzeri L'Gzeri. So if Mar Gemara sounds like Marbe B'Shurim is an Issa Deraisa, the Havamina of the Gemara Menachos remains Lamaskana also. Just the Havamina was that there's a possibility that plucking off the three separate oranges should be an Issa Kal, and plucking, breaking off the one branch that has the five oranges should be the Issa Chomer. So the Gemara came to the Maskana, no, that's the Chomer and that's the Kal. It's more Chomer to block off three oranges separately rather than to break off one branch that has five oranges. But the Gemara holds that they're both an Issa deraisa. So that's why our Gemara says, Gzeri Shem Yarbe B'Shvila, it's a Gzeri Atua deraisa. Aye, if Marbe B'Shem is an Issa deraisa on Shabbos, so why doesn't it apply to Yontif as well? So that's the famous Ran. The Ran says that there's a major difference between Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos as opposed to Echel Nefesh on Yontif. He says, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is the Chuyam. There really should have been an Issa Shabbos, but the halacha is that the Pikuach Nefesh is Deuche Hilcha Shabbos. It's only Deuche to the extent that it's necessary. It's not Deuche for more. So if you'll be Marbe B'Shiurim, if you'll cook an amount of food that the Chola needs, and you'll cook extra, B'Asachas, so Marbe B'Shiurim, for that you have no Heta. It's only Deuche, Pikuach Nefesh is only Deuche, to the extent that it's needed for the Chola, the rest is not. So B'Lai Tanisa Deraisa. Masheni Kein Anyan, to Echol Nefesh, is not the Chuyah. If Echol Nefesh would have been the Chuyah, so then the Ran argues, if you could have cooked the food on Erev Yontif and it would have tasted just as good, then we wouldn't permit you to cook the food on Yontif. Some Shoharim say, Taki, you're not allowed to. Rashi says, you're not allowed to. But the Achranim say that Rashi only meant it midirabbanan. Rashi learns it more. Whatever you could have cooked on Erev Yontif, it would have tasted just as good. So it's an Issa derabbanan to cook it on Yontif. It's not an Issa derais. Let it be an Issa derais if the heter of Eichal Nefesh on Yontif is the Chuyo. So A is only Deuche B when it's the Epshel L'Kaim Shneim. Whenever it's Epshel L'Kaim Shneim, whenever there's an easy solution to your problem, you'll bring about the same result without doing a violation of an Issa, then there's no Heter to do the Issa. So why not insist Minat Torah that everyone should have to cook all the food on Erev Yontav? So the answer is that Eichel Nefesh on Yontav is Hutra, it's not the Chuyah. So since it's Hutra, Heter Gomor, so Marbe B'Shurim is Muta. Hashem Yikein on Shabbos, that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is only the Chuyah. That's this Ran is a great debate in Shulchan Aruch. Is that so or not? That's the Rosh in the end of Yuma has this big machlekes in the Mishnah, whether Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is the Chuyah or Hutra. The Rambam starts Perek Beis in Hilchah Shabbos. The first word in the Perek is always in big letters. So the first word is in big letters, the Chuyah. The Chuyah hi HaShabbos Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. So some of the Achrayim understand the Rambam is taking a stand. He's saying like the Ran, the Chuyah hi. Others say, nah, the Rambam didn't mean to say the Chuya versus Hutra. The Rambam, it's very strange. You look in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchah Shabbos, it's very strange, the arrangement. Before he even tells you what the Malachas Asa here is, he tells you have to bench Licht. He tells you have to bench Licht. Then he tells you the Heter, if you set up a Malach on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to let it continue to go into Shabbos. And he talks about the Pekuach Nefesh, the Hilchah Shabbos. Very strange arrangement. We wouldn't have written it like that. So that's what some suggest, that the Rambam over here, that the Seder of the Rambam is a polemic against the Karoim. The Rambam lived in Egypt together with the Karoim. So the Karoim held that Bikuach Nefesh is not Deicha Shabbos. You have to drop dead. If someone's a Choyel on Shabbos, you've got to drop dead. And they held that you have to sit in the dark on Shabbos. You're not allowed to bench licht. You're not allowed to light any candles on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a Malach on Erev Shabbos that continues into Shabbos. So the reason why the Rambam starts like that, he says, Bikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, and you do bench licht on Erev Shabbos. He's emphasizing that you should observe Shabbos the way we do, not the way they do, not the way the Karoim do. So it could well be that the Rambam never really meant to say Dechuya as opposed to Hutra. He just meant that the Pikuach Nefesh is Mutar on Shabbos. He wasn't going into the details. The Kesef Mishnah there quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo, there the beginning of the second parak in Hilchos Shabbos. The Tshuvas HaRashbo understood the Rambam literally. Dechuya hi HaShabbos eitz Pikuach Nefesh, Dechuya not Hutra. And then the Rashbo asks, how did the Rambam know that it's Dechuya and not Hutra? Maybe it's Hutra. So the Rashbo answers, because the Gemara has a machlekes in Yuma, Davov. The Gemara has a machlekes Amaroim, and then it becomes a machlekes Satanaim on Dav Zayin. The Gemara makes it into a machlekes Satanaim, whether Tumo, if a Korban Shizmanu Kavua is Deicha Shabbos, if a Korban Shizmanu Kavua is Deicha Tumo, the Gemara says in Yuma, a Korban Shizmanu Kavua is Deicha Shabbos, that's Hutra. That's Hutra. But a Korban Shizmanu Kavua is Deicha Tumo, so that's a machlekes satanoim v'hamarayim, whether that's duchuya or hutra. So the maskana over there is the Rambam paskins that tuma is duchuya b'tzibur, not hutra b'tzibur, is duchuya b'tzibur. So the Rashba writes, the Rambam understood from that gemara that just like tuma is only duchuya, not hutra, who the nabi pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is duchuya, not hutra. It's a pele dike Rashba. What is one got to do with the other? Korban shezmana kavu is deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara said, "Beferish in Yuma, that's Hutra. It's not the Chuya." Achreidim ask a funny kasha. Why did they, and they base on Migdash, when they shech the Tmidim and himself on Shabbos, why did they shech with the right hand, which makes it into a Malacha Gemura Daraisa? Why didn't they shech with the left hand? It should be Kalacha Yad. If you write with your left hand, why?
Doesn't he have
the Avodas have to be done with the right hand? But Shechita is not an Avodah. So just like a Zar can do it, so the Mishnah says, if you shech with your left hand, is good. The simple answer is because you may make it Nevela. So if you do Kalach HaYad, so you may not do the Shechita properly, so you have to go shech to another Behemoth, so you have to be Mechal Shabbos again. It may make the second one also Nevela. But the Achrenim are bothered with that Kasha. So the Pashtus, the Chavetzelos HaShorin, has a whole simon where he talks about that Kasha. So the
the Lashon
in the Rambam,
Mechalel
and all of us, Hashabbos,
like Pikuach Nefesh,
does that imply
that it's
Dechuya? He says Dechuya. He says Dechuya Hashabbos, it's a Pikuach Nefesh. I don't know. The Rashba is Medayik from the word Dechuya, the first word in the second parak, and the Rambam. But the Tzushtal of the Rashba is very strange. He says that the Rambam Hela, just like Tuma Dechuya B'tziba, not Hutra, so therefore, Pikuach Nefesh is Mater Shabbos also, it's only Dechuya not Hutra. How can you say like that? But Karbonas Tziba that Adecha Shabbos, the Gemara said Befesh, that's Hutra. It's not Dechuya. The difference whether Hutra or Dechuya is what if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, if I can bring about the result without violating the Issa. I can bring about the result without violating the Issa. So if it's Dechuya, then you have a Shlokish's Klal. That is, Adecha Lo Issa is only Dechuya. And if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, if it's possible to fulfill the essay without violation of the Lois essay, then you're not allowed to violate the Lois essay. Then you don't say Essay Dech Lois essay. So that would be the Shiloh over here. Let's say there's a Chole Mesukan on Shabbos. And I have someone has to drive him to the hospital. So am I allowed to drive him to the hospital? I say, no, here there's a Nachri. Right here. It's not that I have to go look for a taxi. Here there's a Nachri. He's volunteering to take him. And he's a very reliable person, and I'll go along with him. I'll see to it that everything will be taken care of. So it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. You can save the person's life without being Mechal Shabbos. So if the din is that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra B'Shabbos, Mamish Kechol is Mamish Kechol, so you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the person, even though you're going to save his life anyway. Since what I'll be doing, I'm not allowed to smoke a cigar while I'm driving him to the hospital. That's not the smoking the cigar is not going to help save the patient's life. But driving him to the hospital is saving his life. So I'll be allowed to drive him to the hospital, even though we have a Nachri who can drive him just as easily. So that would be the difference whether Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya. simple reading of the Rambam is that it's a hutra, not a chuyah. Because the Rambam says, even if there's a nochri, you don't have the nochri do it, you have the Yisrael do it. And it doesn't say because we're afraid that the nochri won't do a good job. So the Pash, this is that the Rambam holds hutra. Anyway, this is the famous machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba, what's the status of Marbe Bishur? So the Rashba holds the Marbe Bishur is only in Issa de Rabbanan, and they only introduced the Issa de Rabbanan on Shabbos, they never introduced it on Yontif. And the Ran disagrees. What do you mean? Whatever they asked on Shabbos, they carried over to Yontif. Why should Marbe Bishur make a difference between Shabbos and Yontif?
Wait, doesn't the Magen Mishnah also learn Shartz Rachav, his mother, which would also be Mashmah, the Totra?
That's a question whether that implies. Rav Avadia Yosef has a whole tshuva. He insists that the Magen Mishnah, Mechaber quotes the Magen Mishnah, who has a fantastic chiddush that a chol sheish b'sakana, not only are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos and obligated to be mechal Shabbos to do everything to save his life, let's say to make him more comfortable. If it would have been a weekday, we would have turned on the television in his bedroom in the hospital. And we would have done other malachas to make him more comfortable. We would give him warm soup. And we would warm up the soup and give him warm soup. He has to eat something. But on Shabbos, the warm soup versus cold soup, that's not going to make or break his life. So the Magen Mishnah says, whatever we would do on the weekdays, that's what we do on Shabbos. We warm up the soup for him. He should eat warm soup. Even though the doctors don't think that eating the warm soup, he has cancer. It's not the warm soup, the cold soup. It's not that he has a cold or something. It's not going to help feeding him warm soup. So the Magen Mishnah says everything is mutter. So the question is that based on hutra? So Rabbi Avadia Yosef thinks that that's a raya that the Magen Mishnah holds that it's hutra. That premise is debatable. The Pashtus says it has nothing to do with hutra. It's a different thing. The Magen Mishnah thinks that if a person is a chayla mesukan, so any slight discomfort may complicate the situation and may cause him to lose his life. So you have to treat him on Shabbos, mamish, the same as the weekdays. He should be as comfortable as possible. Any slight discomfort may cause him to lose his life. But the Pashtus says it has nothing to do with the Tchuya versus Hutra.
What is the case in the Gemara that there is no Marbe Bishur Bayantif? What is the case?
I hold a kettle under the faucet because I want to have a cup of coffee on Yontif, late in the afternoon. So hold the kettle for 5 seconds, and I know 5 seconds of water from the faucet is enough for a cup of coffee. But I want to have hot coffee when I come home from Shul HaMetzor Yom Tov also. So I want to hold the kettle for 20 seconds, and I'm going to have enough for many cups of coffee. Some coffee I'm going to drink now. Most of the coffee I plan to drink on HaMetzor Yom Tov. So the Gemara says it's Hetter Gomer.
Not because maybe Urchim will come to drink the water?
No.
Even if it's right before the
Shkia, the Farish planning for Matzoi Yontif, so that's Mutta. That's called Marbe Bishur. If I already have water in the kettle, enough water for a cup of water, and then I turn on the faucet and I hold it again under the kettle, so that's Hachana. That's an Isa Hachana. It's not to be Mechan on Yontif Ochol. Or if let's say it already was on the fire, and then I take it off and I fill it with more water, that's Marbe B'Malacha. Then I did the whole Malacha Mavashal, because it already was on the fire. But if I hold it under the faucet, the Gemara has another case, Marbe B'Shurim. I want to cook flesh for Yontif, on Yontif. Yontif morning, the Balabasta wants to cook flesh before she goes to shul. You got to put in the flesh. So she goes to the freezer. Freezer is not going to thaw out. She goes to the refrigerator, let's say. Huh? So she has, let's say, a 1 pound piece of flesh and a 5 pound piece of flesh. And she's only going to eat 1 pound of flesh. So the Gemara says she's permitted to take the 5 pound piece of flesh and put it in the oven. And even though she knows b'feirush, she's not going to eat all the 5 pounds. She's cooking it to have food on Matzah Yontif. And you don't tell her she has to take the 1 pound. If they're in 5 different packages, she's going to take 1 package, a 2nd package, a 3rd package, 5 separate packages, then to put it into the oven. So then the Machtas HaShekel, Rav Moshe quotes the Machtas HaShekel on the Magen Avraham, that's going to be a violation of Hachana. When I take the 2nd package and put it in the pot, and the 3rd package, and the 4th package, and the 5th package, I take the whole pot and I put it into the oven, the Vasacha. So that's Marbe Bishurim. That's not Marbe B'Malochas. But the fact that I took a 2nd pu'ula, I've taken the 2nd package and the 3rd package, that's an act of hachana that you're not allowed to do. But if she has two packages in the refrigerator, one is a 5-pound piece of meat and one is a 1-pound piece of meat, she has a bear either to take this one or to take that one. So she chooses to take the 5 pounds knowing in advance there's no way that she's going to eat the 5 pounds of flesh on Yantav. She's cooking specifically for Matzah Yantav, for Yantav and for Matzah Yantav. So that's Marbe Bishurim, that is Hatha Gomer. The Gemara says that that's Mutter on Yantav.
And Shabbos for the Choyla, if you can take a moment, he has to take as little as.
So the Gemara says for the Choyla, you're not allowed to take even a Mashuhu extra. You're only allowed to cook the amount that was necessary. And the fact that the Gemara says we don't permit you to eat the leftover. It sounds like it's Marbe Bishurim would be an Issa Deraisa. If it would have been only an Issa Derabbanan, the way the Rashba says, so it should be a Gzera L'Gzera. So you really shouldn't make sure it's a Gzera. So the Rashba is that they made a Gzera. Once in a while you make a Gzera L'Gzera. And the Ran holds no. From our Gemara, you see that Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. Why isn't it Asar on Yantav? So he says, no. The Rechon Nefesh on Yantav is Hutra, as opposed to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, which is only the Chuyah.
Don't invite a Goyan, Yantav. Don't you say that because it might be Marbe Shvilo?
Sure. Anochri Hamakiro. The Gemara says, Anochri on Shabbos. Let's say Anochri cooks food on Shabbos for himself. Anochri cooks food on Shabbos for himself, and there's no Bishalakim. Let's say Anochri cooks some water. And he drinks a cup of coffee, then he walks away. So the Gemara says, if he knows who I am, and there's a concern that next Shabbos he may gzeir shem yarbe b'shvil if say makira nachri hamakira, so he may next time cook specifically on purpose a fuller kettle of water to have some extra water for me. So then I'm not allowed to drink the leftover water.
But I'm going to invite a guy. We don't say that maybe we...
Yeah, the Gemara says you're not permitted to invite a nachri gzeir shem yarbe b'shvilo. So Tosfos asks the kasha, what's wrong? Yarbe b'shvilo is mutter. Tosfos says yarbe b'shvilo is mutter. So Tosfos answers gzeir shem yarbe b'shvilo b'gdei racheres. I may put two kettles on the fire. One kettle for me and my family, another kettle of water for the nachri. I'll put in two pots full of chicken. One pot of chicken for myself and my family, the other part of chicken for the nachrim. So that's marbe b'melacha. Then I did all. That's what Taisa says. Gzeru shem yarbe b'shvilu b'kedei racheres. Some Rishonim, the Meiri there, quotes a different answer, not like Taisa. He says that if you cook for a nachri, that's a separate issa. Lachem v'lo liyakum. It's not that, it's not called echal nefesh. How do you read the pasuk? Achos she'ach lochal nefesh u'levad yosa lachem. Echal nefesh, there's no issa melacha. But it says lachem v'lo liyakum. So if you cook for an akum, so you're in violation of the Issa Malocha, or it's an Issa Rese. They say, Hadru li Issa Rekama. It's only called Echol Nefesh, if it's Echol Nefesh for Yisrael, Echol Nefesh for Anochri, or for Klovim, or for Gavoya, Lachem lo Liakum, Lachem lo Klovim, Lachem lo Gavoya, the three miyutim, what does it mean? So that's a Machloikis, the Lechem Mishnah points out, that's a Machloikis, Tesis in the Rambam. If you cook for Anochri, do you get Malchus? They say, Hadru li Issa Rekama. You violated the Issa Bishol on Shabbos, and you didn't have a Heter Echol Nefesh. They say, no. If you cook food for a person, that's called Echol Nefesh. But you have a diuk, there's a footnote here, there's a dik, Lachem Elo Liakum. So if you cook for an akum, it's not an Issa Melochi, you're not loike, Lachem Elo Liakum, you don't say a hadra l'Issa Rekama, it's an Issa Rese. So the Meiri has a suggestion that if you all Lachem Elo Liakum is an Issa Rese, that's how Taisa says, it's only, you don't say a hadra l'Issa Rekama, it's only an Issa Rese, so it's not really an Issa Melochi. So then it wouldn't help. If I cook a big kettle full of water, I cook a 5-pound roast instead of a 1-pound roast, and part of it has a heter echol nefesh, the rest of it doesn't, so then marbe b'shurim is mutter. That's the Gemara. But if I cook for an akum, that's a separate isa. So there, even if it's b'gedera achas, it'll still be an isa resi. Even one piece. If I chose the bigger piece instead of the smaller piece, because I had a mind in achri, so if I would have chosen the larger piece because I have a mind chol, that would have been mutter, because to cook for chol is an isa malacha. But if you have marbe b'shurim, it's mutter on yanta. But if you cook for akum, that's an isa resay. So it doesn't help if it's marbe b'shurim. Marbe b'shurim doesn't take off the isa resay. If it would have been more chomer, then it would have been kal. If cooking for a nachri would have been an isa malacha on yantav, then marbe b'shurim would have been matre. But because it's not an isa malacha, it's only an isa resay, so that's why it's more chomer. That's how the Miri suggests. Even if he's marbibish gzerish and yarbibishvila, bosa kadeira, it's still an Issa. and Einfall. So bottom line, that's how we paskin, like the maskana sagemar. Asherech lechayla b'shabdes, if it was behema musakenis, yeah, we paskin even if it wasn't the behema musakenis mebod yom. That's what Tosis says. How can it be if it wasn't the behema ein lechayla b'soch peisom? So it should be like kos karev ashoshes, that it looks like it's going to remain muktzah the whole yantav. So Tosis gives this wobbly answer. We don't know what they mean. Because it's he's Yoshev and Mitzap and maybe Acherish out of the Kot Moshech, Acherim Roy Moisim. So strange answer. So that's how we pass on. Shechet Lechayla B'Shabbes is Mutal Lebori Biyum. So Lechayla is that the Bori is allowed to eat the raw flesh. B'umta means to eat the raw flesh. There's no Gzerish and the Arbe B'Shvilo. It doesn't make a difference whether Shech's a fat animal or a skinny animal. It's the same Yisum Malocha. But Mavasha Lechayla B'Shabbes also Lebori. He's not allowed to eat the leftovers because of the Gzeri Shem Yarbe Bishvila. Because we're concerned about the possibility of being Marbe Bishurim, which is an Issa. Either according to the Rajbo, an Issa de Rabban, or according to the Ran, it's an Issa de Reis. The next Mishnah talks about shechting with the Sakin Pogum. You have to check to make sure the Sakin doesn't have any Pegimas. If you're going to shecht with a Pegimas, so it says, why is it chonkim? Because if it has a pegima, when you're going to shecht, it's going to rip. The pegima is going to rip the flesh instead of shechting. So that was 2 days in, we had a tesis on Daf Tesam and Aleph, and it was 2 days in the Shach, your day. What if you shecht the Sakan Pogam in the Miut Basra? Would that make it in a veil or not? So we explained that. That should depend on the two opinions in tesis, Daf Tesam and Aleph. Where the shechita b'sakim pogam is by definition not called shechita, it's chonek. You're killing the animal. It's not called shechita by definition. So if you do b'mir basra, it wouldn't pose a problem. What do you say? No, it's one of the chomish ilcha shechita. Shechita b'sakim pogam. Tosis learned in Rashi, coming to Rashi, shechita b'sakim pogam is a shechita that passels. So then if you do shechita b'sakim pogam b'mir basra, it'll pass. Yeah. What is b'shinayim? Shinayim is a problem of what's the problem with Shinayim? So the Gemara Shinayim is not a problem of if you have a few Shinayim there. If you have a few teeth in the jaw on the gums, and then there's going to be a crack in between one tooth and the other. So then it's going to be a problem of. Then it's going to be a problem of sakin pogam. What if you're going to shech, let's say, with there's one gigantic tooth that the animal has? You're going to shech with that. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's a psul of mechuber. He can't shech be mechuber. That's a machlekes Reb Chiya and Rebbe. And the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a machlekes Hatanoim. A Rebbe Paisel here. Amar Avkana, 6-7 lines after the Mishnah. Amar Avkana, Hashechet bin Mechuba Lekarka. You have a knife that's attached somehow to the ground. Rebbe Paisel even Medieva, the Rebbe holds that it's a din there, right? And the Gemara learns it out from the Akedah. Here. On Tezayna Mir Aleph, about 13 lines from the top. 10 lines from the top. It has an asterisk there. It says, Yosef Rav Achor de Rav Chi. Rav was a nephew of Rav Chi. Rav Chi was a Talmud of Rav Yudah Nasi. And Rav also learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rav and Shmuel both learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So Yosef Rav Achor de Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya Kamei de Rebbe. Rav was in the second row. Yosef Rebbe become a Rebbe gave a shir. Minayin l'shchita she'i betolush and ever. Yikach zem achelus l'shchita ez benoit. So you see, mam achelus betolush, av kol betolush. You have to shech bedova hatolush. Tosis has a problem over here. We don't know exactly what the answer is. The Gemara here, minayin l'shchita, the Tosis says. By Shechita Schulin, you don't need a kli. Borek Bikum Shalkana. We had the Gemara said on Dav Gimla and Aleph. If a Tommy is Shechting Bechulin, so the Gemara says, even if he's a Tommy Mace, he's an Avhatum, and he's going to touch the Sakin, going to make the Sakin into a Rishon Letume. The Rishon Letume is going to touch the flesh, make it into a Sheni Letume. So the Gemara says, the Tommy Mace is going to be Metame, the Sakin is going to be Metame, the flesh, it's going to become Tommy. So the Gemara says, no, he's using a krum shalkana. He's not using a kli. It's bichlal not. It's not a kli at all. So shechita doesn't you can be shechet bitzur, you can shecht with a stone, as long as it's sharp. It doesn't have to have the status of a kli. Shechitas kachim does have to be a kli. Tosis just had different opinions. The Tosis in the beginning of Ezel Mekayma, whether it has to be a kli sharis or not. Whether shechitas kachim needs a kli sharis. One opinion is yes, one opinion is no. And then the third opinion is the Rambam, that l'chatchila should be a kli sharis medievit, even if it's not a kli sharis, it's good, provided it's a kli. So shechitas kachim needs a kli. Where do you learn that out from? From the Akedah. The Akedah was an oilo. So you learn that from the word macheles that it has to be a kli by kachim. Then you learn from the word macheles that shechitas chulin has to be tolish. It doesn't have to be a kli, but it has to be tolish even for shechitas kum. So Tosis gets stuck over here. How can you learn out two contradictory things from the same part? It's talking about a carbon oil there. So that's why you need a kli. So how can you learn out for shechitas chulin that you need a tolish and you don't need a kli from the same word? So Tosis splits hairs here, very shmer. Tosis says, no, one limud is from the word vayikach. One is from the word machelos. Still out, you see. Shmer. So I don't know. So Tosis gets involved over here. Minayin. They give a shmer a terms. So the Gemara, Kalpan Gemara says that Rebbe was giving a shir, and he says he learned that from the pasuk by the Yakeri vayikach machelos that the shchitas chulin has to be betolish. So Rab didn't hear what Rabbi Yudan Asi said. So he asked his uncle Rabbi Chia, what's the take Zok? So he says, Dvar Metel. Very nice. He says, Dvar Metel. Why? Because he disagrees. Because Rabbi Chia disagrees with Rabbi. He holds that Shechita Betolish is good, Minat Torah, it's good. It's L'chatchila, it's awesome, and the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbi. We paskin that it's no good, Minat Torah. But Rabbi Chia holds that it's only L'chatchila, shouldn't do it, because you may do Drosa. If the knife is Mechuba L'karka, if the knife is Tolush, so you can negotiate, you can move the knife back and forth. The knife is mechuber, so you can't really move the knife too much. It's attached to the ground, so you're probably going to have to move the neck of the animal. So you may do drasa by mistake, you may push down by mistake. You may take the head of the animal and push it down on the knife without fiddling back and forth. So the chatchili shouldn't do it, but yeah, if you shecht it with a dover, with a sack, and that's mechuber. And he knows for sure that he didn't do drosa, so then Rav Chia holds that it's kosher b'riyevet. Rav Chia is maskim that you're not allowed to, and b'riyevet he holds that it is good. So that's Rebbe's drosha, and that's how we paskim. We do paskim like Rebbe. Tashrechet b'mechuber is no good. So this is a shada. Mechuber usually means mechuber l'karka. Here in Shulchan Aruch it says that if let's say I shech with my fingernail, a shechet has stomach to shecht the behemoth with your fingernail, that'd be quite a trick. Let's say shechting a bird with his fingernail. So by kachim, that's exactly what malika is. Malika has to be done with the... You cannot do malika with a knife. The Mishnah says on yutes on the base, the malika has to be dafke, the last line of the Mishnah. Kosher b'shchita pasul b'malika, kosher b'malika pasul b'shchita. Shchita has to be dafke with the sack and tolush, and malika has to be dafke be'etzba, shal koyim. And if he does with the sack, the malika will be pasul. They're opposites from each other. So let's say I'll take an etzba and I'll shech the chulin. So that's pasul menat Torah, according to Rebbe, because that's mechuber. So Rebbe Kiveger asks on Yerideya, that's mechuber. Mechuber usually means mechuber l'karka. So Rabbi Kiveger says, oh, I understand. Avarim hukshul l'karkos. That's the answer. V'yisnachal t'mos v'mavnechem, avarim hukshul l'karkos. Yeah, but I'm not an Eved Kenayni. So why is it avarim hukshul l'karkos? He says, oh, there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis in the first parak in Kiddushin. And avarim and aleph, I think, davzayim and aleph. When you say avarim hukshul l'karkos, does it only apply to Eved Kenayni? They even say b'nei chorin are also hukshul l'karkos. The Mishnah Melech has a steer in the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? Whether B'nei Chorin are Hukshula Karkos or not Hukshula Karkos. And he quotes Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Kiddushin. So Rebbe Kiveger says, I can understand if a person is going to shecht the etzba, if he's an Eved Kenayni, so L'chol HaDeis, that's Mechubel HaKarka. That's no good. If he's a Ben Chorin, it should depend on Rashi and Tosfos. But it says if you shecht B'tziporin, it's no good. B'tziporin HaMechuberis is no good. So he says, maybe that's Exeret the Rabbanon. If you hold that B'nei Chorin are not Hukshula Karkos, maybe that's exer benachorin oto eved knani. But what I don't understand, Rabbi Kiveger says, is that it says in the Yerideya, if you shecht with a tzipoirin of a behemah, you have a big leg of an animal, and you're going to shech it's the part of the behemoth that's still attached to the leg. So he says, why in the world should they make a gzer the rabbanon? Tziporin of a behema otu tziporin of an ebeknaini. Tziporin of a ben chorin otu ebeknaini. That I understand. But tziporin of a behema otu an ebeknaini, that he doesn't understand. He blight by kash.
The behema is alive behema?
Even if it's dead. Doesn't matter whether alive or dead.
Because they say that the animals eat from the ground, so they're like, say that since the cow is.
That's gidule karka.
It's
called gidule karka. Gidule karka, but it's still tolosh.
Yeah.
The potatoes that you eat are also gidule karka, but they're tolosh. So that's a rikavegas kasha. How can it be? In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes from the Rishonim say like this: if the tziporin of the behem is still attached to the whole leg, then it's mechuber. Then it's shechet, but mechuber it's not good. What if the tziporin of the behem is still attached to the toe? It's attached to the toe, but the toe is detached from the leg. So the Mechaber quotes from the Rishonim, look, you shecht with a knife, and the knife is attached to the handle, so that's not called Mechuber. It's Mechuber attached to the handle. The handle is tofel agabi the knife. The handle enables you to shecht better. You don't insist, you have to shecht the behema only with a blade that doesn't have a handle. That's not called Mechuber. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's only a psula Mechuber if the tziporin is attached to the toe, which is still attached to the whole leg. Then it's mechuber. If the tzipor is just attached to the toe, and the holding onto the toe makes it easier for the shechet to shech the behema, so the toe is like a handle to the sakin, and then it will be okay. So that's why Rabbi Kevega doesn't understand. If the tzipor is attached to the behema, why is that mechuber? Behema is not hukish l'kakla, you're right, it's gidule karka. But it's nitlash already. That's his kasha. So there is an Or Sameach on Hilchas Gerishin, where he refers to Rabbi Kevega's kasha, and he gives a teretz. Rav Soloveitchik said the same teretz with another mashal. It could be Yosef Mech also gives this mashal. The din is that if you cut off hair on Shabbos and Yontif, if you shear off wool from the animal, that's one of the 39 melachas, that's gozes. And if you pluck off pears that are growing from the ground, that's kotzer. So would anybody in his right mind say, that's Rav Soloveitchik's mashal, would anybody in his right mind say that if you shave an evikneini on Shabbos, it's a melach of kotzer? Because avodim hukshel karkos, if you hold benecharin hukshel karkos, and not only are you in violation of gozes, you're also in violation of kotzer. Gozes is only if it's a behemah, but if it's a person, since benecharin avodim hukshel karkos, so in addition to gozes, it'll also be kotzer. So the pashtus is no. Kotzer is only if you're detaching from mechubal karka. What does it help? Avodim hukshel karkos. It has a chaloshem karka. But it still is not called mechuber. L'chora, these are two different things. What's called karka and what's called mechuber are two different things. So that's how the Or Sameach, that's our Rav Soloveitchik, that's how they came to answer Rabbi Kevega's kasha. Rabbi Kevega said he could have understood if he would have said if you shecht b'tziporen because avodim hukshel l'karkos and b'necharen hukshel l'karkos and b'necharen atu avodim, that's called mechuber. No, that's not called mechuber. Avodim hukshel l'karkos has a chaloshem karka, but bottom line, it's not a din over here of chaloshem karka. It's a din mechuber. If the knife is mechuber to a handle, the handle is batel agav the knife. Knife is mechuber to a big thing that's much bigger than the knife, much bigger than the blade, and you can't say the thing that it's mechuber to is the handle. So that's the psul of mechuber. So that'll be a psul deraisa, even if it's mechuber to a behemah. It's a different word, mechuber. It has nothing to do with shem karka and shem metalkalim. Avonim hukshul karkos, that's by oinor, that's by kinyoni mechira. If you want to make kinyonim, so karka is nicknames because of bishtar chazok, so abiknani hukshul karka has all the kinyonim. There's no din of shmira. Avonim hukshul karkos, so the shomim wouldn't be mechuber. That's a din. What has a shame karka? And here it's a different word of mechuber. You see from the sugya like that, the different halachas. Take for example, the Gemara has here on Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Devarim Yud. Where does it say Yud base? Elohim al haharim eloi haharim elohim. So we have a pasuk that says Avodah Zarah is also b'hanoah. The Gemara never quotes the pasuk here. Rashi quotes it. There's a pasuk l'safmet kesef zav aleim v'lakach taloch. We have a pesukim from Chumash that Avodah Zarah is also b'hanoah. And noyi Avodah Zarah also b'hanoah. Tekruv is Avodah Zarah and Meshamshi Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is also b'hanoah doesn't apply if it's mechuber. If they worship a tree, so then the tree is mutar. That's the lamdaf in the pasuk alahayim al haharim alay haharim alahayim. Then mechuber is mutter. So the Gemara says, what about mishtachva la bayis? Where's the Gemara? Right over here. Oh, my Rava here, where it says Dvarim Yud Beis, so four lines right above that. So the line begins, Oh, my Rava, this I know, Pshitali, this Aloch I know, Tolush, Elibisov, Chibbalin, and Avodizor, Havi, Tolush. You take bricks and you build a house, and now the house is attached to the ground. If you take a sapling and you plant it in the ground and it's Hishrish and it takes root, that's called Mechubal Karka. That's not Tolush, Elibisov, Chibra. If it took root, that's the Taisis Le'inyan, Diva Maska Le'inyan. The Taisa says, whenever it's Hishrish, Ilan Shehishrish, so that's for sure, that's Mechubal Karka, Dinik Karka. But if you make a lamppost, or you have a telephone pole, it was originally a log of wood, or a metal pole, which was Tolush, and now I cement it into the ground, and it's Mechubal, but it's not Hishrish, it didn't take root, so that's called Tolush El Besav Chibra. So you build a house, the house doesn't take root in the ground, it doesn't have any roots, it's not like a tree that's growing from the ground. So that's called Tolush El Besav Chibra. So what's the din by Avodah Zarah? A Mishtach Vele Hor is Mutter. Mishtach Vele Ilon, the Ilon is Mutter. The Mishnah has a whole discussion in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Hakam it says, Hashereim Tisrufum Ba'esh. Why do you have to burn an Asher? Asher is Mamash Mechubal Karka. So the Tanoim have different opinions. Maybe it's talking that you planted it Al-Daskein. You planted it Al-Manas to worship the Asherah. Maybe it means that he trimmed it off. He trimmed it l'shem avodah zarah. So what grows from that one is going to be also. It's all debate in the Tanoim. How do you deal with the pasuk? You make a drasha, a diuk, alahem 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 alahem, that the karka does mikam osa, and mechubal karka also does mikam osa, but it contradicts enough in the pasuk asherem tisir from b'esh. So the Tanoim deal with that in Mishnah and avodah zarah. So the Rav quotes from Rav, the Omar Rav hamishtach v'labayis shalo asor. If I bow down to someone else's house, then it's ain't on the most of shaloi. That's a different story. I'm mishtachva the bayis shaloi. The house does belong to me. I bow down to my own house. So Rab says that it does become us. So the Gemara says, why does it become us? But if you all told us shalabisav chibras dina kemechubar, so it should be covered with the din of elahem 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 elahem. So you see the ferish from Rab's memra, I'm mishtachva the bayis, and the Rambam pasuk likes that. That's the accepted opinion. I'm mishtachva the bayis. Asorai, that Tolush El Besav Chibra does become Asor. How come? How come by Avodah Zarah everybody agrees? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah explains why. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, let's say you have a tree and the fruits fall down from the tree and no one picked up the fruits yet, and I bow down, I deify these apples or these pears that fell down. So it's Mamish Tolush. So the Gemara says, Kozman, no one picked it up, it doesn't become Asor. The Gemara has a hen lays an egg, and I deify the egg. I bow down to the egg. So if nobody picked up the egg yet, so Hameshtach v'lebeitza does not become asa. Why? So that's not because it's mechubal karka dinika karka. The whole hen was not mechubal karka to begin with. The apples were mechubal karka when they were growing on the tree. Once they fell off from the tree, it's not mechubal karka. So how come it doesn't become asa? So the Gemara says it's a different word. The word is yesh bo tvisas yad adam versus ein bo tvisas yad adam. It's a different word over there. Avodah Zarah only becomes Aser if it's manufactured by a human being. So if the fruits fell off of the tree and no one even picked it up yet, or the hen lays an egg and no one picked it up yet, so that's not considered manufactured by a human being. If a person picked it up and put it down, then the Yesh Batvisas Yadonim, someone did something with it, so then you can say, oh, that's a man-made Avodah Zarah, even though he didn't really do anything, he just picked it up. He picked it up, so it was some human hishtatfus in this egg or in this apple that fell off of the tree, yesh batvisas yaradim becomes asa. The Rambam writes that it's exactly the same din. Mechuber doesn't become asa by Avodah Zarah, and balachaim don't become asa. Mishtach v'lebehem shaloi. Mishtach v'lebehem chadera doesn't become asa because eid on the mosa dobishenu shaloi. I'm not a balabas to have a machshevas Avodah Zarah on your animal. When a shtach v'lebehem shali, or the mosa dobishu shaloi, but balachaim are not nesorim.
But if I don't have bylos and no one else has bylos, like Hefker, yeah, that's not a problem. He's not the most double shen shalom. It's his bylos that's ma'akiv on me, or it's the fact that I don't have the bylos.
No, there's a gemara that Hefker cannot become osa. The first daf in the last perik in Chulin, in what's the last perik? The first daf in the last perik. There's a Fevush Eraya. Shiloh HaKan from Kuf Lametes Amid Aleph. So it's beferish in the Gemara that you can't ain't on the Moshe Dovah Shein Shiloh, even if it's Hefker, you cannot answer it. It has to belong to you. You can only, your machshav is only mitzurif. Tosis writes in Yevamos, you mean if I walk into your home and your wife is cooking flesh and I pour in milk into the flesh, it doesn't become basa b'chol. I pour in chazal shmaltz, it doesn't become osa. So Tosis says, not there, it doesn't depend. Even if the chazal shmaltz falls in by itself, you don't need an oiser. In mitzias, it's treif, because tam kiikar, the milk makes it basa b'chol. But whenever you need das, whenever you need kavana, like by Avodah Zarah, so I'm not a balabas to have kavana on some property that doesn't belong to me.
So that should be the reason why the peiros that fell, there's no iser, because it's no one was zeichen yet.
No, let's say it's my tree, it's my farm, it's my tree, and I roy hashbach. While they're attached to the tree, everything, the tree is mine, the peiros are mine, it is mine, it is mine. And still the Gemara says that it doesn't become asa, because of the din of mechuber. Yeah, later on, there's a whole, on Mem Amar Aleph, there's a gigantic Tosfos, Hodom Alahor, Hodom Alagad Alahor, the top Tos on top has a machlokes, but Rashi wants to say that there's a major difference between Balechaim don't become us, and Mishum Abed Azar, and Mechuba doesn't become us. Rashi claims a difference. The Rambam says that it's mamish exactly the same. The Rambam sheet says that they're both based on the same halacha. Balechaim are not called Mechuber, so the Rambam explains the vort, it doesn't really depend on mechuba versus tolush, and it doesn't depend on karka versus metaltalim. The hen lays an egg. The hen was metaltalim, and the egg that comes out is also metaltalim. It's all metaltalim. It's not a vort of mechuba versus tolush. It's not a vort of karka versus metaltalim. It's a vort of yesh bo tvisus yadod versus ein bo tvisus yadod. The Gemara has the loshim, but the Gemara doesn't say it as startling as the Rambam. Rambam like davek the din that they're both based on the same din. The Balechaim and Mechuber are the same din, which is not like Rashi. Rashi makes a difference. Hadom alahar, hadom alagad adahar, and mem amar aleph. So that's why, since the din of by Avodah Zarah, Mechuber doesn't become osa, not because it's shem karka. See, tolush el b'sav chibur is going to be a pilpul in our sugya whether it's dinik tolush or dinik mechuber. But it's certainly yesh bo tvisus yaradam. Someone had to take this lamppost and cement it into the ground. They had to take this telephone pole and cement it into the ground. So that's, even though it's mechuber, even if you all mechuber lekarka is dinik karka, but still yesh bo tvisus yaradam. So the bias, that's Rab's din, hamishtachva la bias, asora benegeta avodizara. That's yesh bo tvisus yaradam. The Ramon in Yeridea, in the end of Yeridea, the last section there is Hilchos Avelos. It's all based on the Ramban. So he has all the dinim of Bika Cholim, and then has, if he dies, Tumas Kayanim, then has the dinim of Ripping Kriya, then has all the dinim of Avelos. So has the din that Ameis is Asim Hanon, Misham Shameis are Asim Hanon, the Tachrichim and the Orain, everything is Asim Hanon. So then it says, it quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, how do you know that Ameis is Asim Hanon? Because it says, Vatama Shemiriam Atikova Shom, it says Shom, and then it says, Bayegla Rufo, Viorfu Shamus Egla Banachal. So Shom Shom Egla Rufo. We had it ready this year, no? That just like by Egla Rufo Zos Bahano, so to Ameis is Zos Bahano. Mishlam Melech was Mesupik, whether it's Deraisa Derabon, or Tesis is soon for sure it's Deraisa. Tesis just had 2 days whether or Hameis is Zos Bahano, I mean, Atur Me Derabon, the skin is Deraisa Derabon, but the flesh and Ameis, Tesis is soon for sure, and he said Deraisa. And the Mishlam Melech was mesupik on the whole thing. He wasn't so convinced that Tosfos was right. Maybe the whole Gzeir Shav is only the Rabban. How do you know that Egla Rufa is also Bano? They learn out Sham Sham Egla Rufa, just like Egla Rufa is also Bano. So to Amesi Sil is also Bano. How do they know the original didn't Egla Rufa? So the Gemara says no, because when you do the ceremony of Egla Rufa, the Kohanim have to recite Kapal Amcha Yisrael Shel Padisa Hashem. They have to ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu for Kapor, for an atonement. So Kapor Ksiv Ba Kikotchim. Just like by Karbanis, which I'm a chaper, so there's an Issa Hanoah. So Egla Rufa is also Asa Banoah. It's a whole string of Yalfusas. Kapar Ksibok and Kochim is how we establish that Egla Rufa is Asa Banoah, and Sham Sham is the Gzei Rishova, that a mace is Asa Banoah. So not only the mace is Asa Banoah, the Sham Sham mace are also Asa Banoah. Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva, where he quotes a machlekes early Rachreinim, the Knesset Yecheskel, with the Shev Yanke, with the Shvus Yanke, whatever. Achrenim that we don't even know exist anymore. So he quotes a machlekes Achrenim. What about the takrichim of the mace, the Gemara says takrichim of the mace are rasa b'hano. That's the original machloikas abai v'rava, whether hazmana milsi, hazmana la milsi. I go to, someone died, and I go to the store and I buy a set of takrichim. I didn't put the takrichim on the mace yet. Do you say hazmana milsi? It already is labeled as misham shamais al shem ha'osid. Well, no, not until I actually put the takrichim on the mace. When the mishamish the mace b'poyal mamish, then they become asamana. So that's the famous machloikas abai v'rava in Sanhedrin, whether hazmana milsi, hazmana la milsi. We pass on hazmana la milsi. When you designate it as tachrichim, it doesn't become asabana until you actually put it on the mace. So Rabbi Kevega in the Tshuvas quotes a machlokes the earlier achrenim, maybe only mace asabana, that's a din deraisa. Maybe mishamsha mace, maybe the whole topic is only the rabbana. Even if you put the tachrichim on the mace, the way we paskin, that hazman alam mils, maybe even if you put it on, maybe it's only asabana with the rabbana. Okay, so that's a question. Whether mishamsha mace, I'm in a term of the rabbana. I'll call upon him. The Gemara says there, and that's Sugi and Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin, that by the Machlekes Abai V'Rave, by Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa, you bought the set of Tachrichim. You didn't dress the mace with the Tachrichim yet. So the Gemara says, what if you have, you bury the mace in a, you have a whole building, covered the mace, a Kevet Binyan. You build a whole mausoleum on top. The mace is buried under the ground, supposed to be buried Kvura Bekarka. And you build the whole thing on top, or you put a matzeva. So we usually assume the matzeva is also misham shameis. Matzeva is l'kovid the mace. L'kovid the mace. In Shulchan Aruch, they have a discussion, what about the fence around the Beis HaKvaris? That's also misham shameis. Also misham shameis, to prevent people from coming in. How far do you go? That's like a tashmish to tashmish. It's so far away. So that's a little too much. But the matzeva on top, we assume the matzeva is also called misham shameis. So the Gemara says that's only matzeva, that's a kevah binyan. You took a piece of stone and you engraved something, or you didn't engrave, and you put it on top, or you built the whole house on top. What about the ofor? You bury the mace and you have to have three tfachim of ofor all around. That's what the Gemara says. You want to bury one mace next to the other, so the Gemara says you have to have a harchok of six tfachim in between, because each mace needs three tfachim of ofor to the right, to the left, on top and on bottom. That's how Moshe explains that the din of Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara. You need three tvachim around. So what about the offer within three tvachim? That's also called Misham Shameis, because you're burying him kvura bekarka, the three tvachim around. So the Gemara says no. The karka oilam, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, karka oilam doesn't become osa. Karka oilam doesn't become osa. Just like by Avodah Zarah, karka oilam doesn't become osa. Elohim alahorim, v'lo hahorim Elohim, this drasha. So the Gemara applies this also binigir to the karka oilam of the mace, that the karka oilam is not osa. What would be osa is if you have a kevet binyan, if they put a matzeva on top of the mace, the matzeva is misham shi mace. So if they built a building on top, built an ohel on top, it'll be osa. So the Ramo in Yeridei, at the end of Yeridei, by this simon that a mace osa bana, and the misham shi mace and the matzeva is osa bana. So the Ramah quotes from the Tur, who quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Arishan, that when they dig out the earth in order to bury the person 6 feet under, then they throw the earth back. So that's called Tolosh El Besov Chibro. So the offer on the side that they never dug out, that's Karkoilam. So Karkoilam does not become Asabano, but the earth that they dug out, and then they bury the mace, and then they throw the offer back in. So that offer was Tadu Shel B'Sav Chibra, so that does become Asa B'Hano. So the Achreinim on the Daf are bothered with this. What do you mean Tadu Shel B'Sav Chibra? Tadu Shel B'Sav Chibra is you took a telephone pole and you cemented it to the ground. Or you took a utility pole and you attached it to the ground. Or you built a house, that's Tadu Shel B'Sav Chibra. But if you have offer on top of offer on top of offer, you dug the offer, then you throw it back on. That's called Tadu Shel B'Sav Chibra. That's Karka Mamish. That's God. Just like if you plant the tree, the hishrish, so Tosfos says, "Dima maschel inyan avodis kochavim." If hishrish is mechubel lekarka, but it was a sapling, and it was talush, and then I'm talush of b'sav chibro. Tosfos says no. Once it's hishrish, about it's mechubel lekarka dina kekarka. So that's this is wood and that's sand. This is wood and this is earth. So you need hishrish. If it's lo hishrish, it's a telephone pole. Then it's talush of b'sav chibro. But if you have karka with karka, you take karka away and you throw the karka back and it's sitting on top of other karka. So karka and karka, that's not Tolosh L'Besov Chibra. That's mamish, karka mamish. That's what they tie against the Rabbeinu Yishai. So they answer, So the Achronim answer, Rabbein Ishai holds for some reason or another, the Gemara says like that, that Karka Olam by the Beis HaKvaris, the Karka Olam is Mutta because you learn that from Avodah Zarah. You don't know what's a Tushdal to Avodah Zarah, I don't know. But you learn that from Avodah Zarah. So by Avodah Zarah, it's not a din of Karka versus Metalkum, it's not a din of Mechuba versus Talush. It's a din of Yeshba Tvisas Yad Adam versus Emo Tvisas Yad Adam. So this offer that they dug up from the ground had Tvisas Adam. So once you throw it back in, even though it is Mechuba Mamish, the Gemara said, Bayis, Meshtachva Labayis Shaloi becomes awesome. Why? But if you all told them, why does it become us? The answer is, it doesn't matter that it's Mechuba. It's Yeshbo Tvisas Yad Adam. They took the bricks, or they took the logs, and they built the house. That's Yeshbo Tvisas Yad Adam. So here also, the earth that they dug out in order to bury the maize 6 feet under, then they throw the offer back on, that's Yeshbo Tvisas Yad Adam.
What about the maids that they bricked up and they put back in?
Will also be. The Gemara says, by what is Zara, it will be. Tovah Shalom B'Sev Chibre by what is Zara will become Asa.
So it is.
No, it's if you take a telephone pole and you deify it. No, if it's Ishrish. If you planted it Melchatchila, then it's Yeshbo Tvisas Yad Adam. He planted it Adaita Dehachi. Then it's Yeshbo Tvisas Yad Adam. The Gemara says the same. Let's say I have a field, my field. If I bow down to your field, I have my field. And I bow down. So the Gemara says, Emo Tvisas Yad Adam, you don't answer it. But Chafa Babarashich and Amara is, then it does become us. If I take a shovel and I start digging l'shem Avodah Zarah, I want to beautify my field. I want to decide this is going to be the head of the Avodah Zarah, that's going to be the feet of the Avodah Zarah. So I start digging around a little bit. So the Gemara says the Karka Olam becomes Asa B'Hanoah. Karka Olam Amish can become Asa B'Hanoah. The Horim can become Asa B'Hanoah. If he did a Yesh Bo Tvisas Yad Adam. If you have Metaltele Mamish, the Beitza from the Tarnagoilas, that's Mamish. The Tarnagoilas was Metaltelim and the Beitz was Metaltelim, but Kozman, you didn't pick it up. Even though it's Tolish Mamish, it's Emo Tvisas Yad Adam. Does not become Asa. And you can have Mechuba Mamish, Karka Mamish. If you dug Chafa B'Bar Shich and Amar, so the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, it does become Asa. It doesn't depend at all on Mechuba versus Tolish or Karka versus Metaltelim. It's a different word in Gansan. It's a word of Yeshbo Tvisas Yad Adam versus Emo Tvisas Yad Adam. Here there's a problematic. So here by Shechita is the question. So by Shechita, that was Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Rabbi Kivega asked that Hashechet b'tziporen, I can understand b'tziporen of a human being is no good because it's mechuber lekarka, because avodim hukshu lekarka is, or maybe even b'nechorin Rashi Shechita b'nechorin hukshu lekarka is, or if you hold like Tosfos b'nechorin and not hukshu lekarka is, so they made exer the rabbanim b'nechorin not to avodim. That he understands, but it's important that's mechuberis to a behemah, why should that be considered mechuber? So that's what the Ursa meant, that's what Absalom Eichik said. It's not a varta mechuber lekarka. It doesn't depend, not a function of whether b'nechorin hukshu lekarkos or not hukshu lekarkos. It's a varta mechuber. Whenever the knife is attached to a handle, that's not called, the handle is attached to the knife. The handle is meshamish the knife. But whenever the handle is so gigantic, the tziporin is attached to the whole leg of the animal. So that's, you don't consider the leg as a handle. It's unwieldy. It's way too big. So then I say the knife, which is the nail, is mechuber to the whole leg. So mechuber is no good. Avorta mechuber is no good. A different word. It's not mechuber lekarka. Mechuber is no good. So that's why the Gemara has declared what would be the din of tolush lebesayv chibrai by shechita. What would you say by shechita? So on the bottom of Tezvav Amibes, the Gemara claims to bring a raya from a brisa. They have a brisa that according to Reb Chiya, that you're not allowed to shecht b'mechuber is only lechatchilim b'derabbanan because in Agzera he may make drasa. So that doesn't make any difference. If the concern is you may make drasa, so it does make a difference, Taisa says. It doesn't make a difference, Talib Shal. It doesn't make a difference. What position are you going to take on Tolosh of B'Sav Chibra? The Chashash of Drasa is the same. Whether Tolosh of B'Sav Chibra Mechuba Meikor. According to Rabbi, you can't make such a distinction. So the Gemara made the distinction within Rebbe. We paskin like Rebbe. Even though Rabbi Avegamachti is saying Dvar Metelim, but we paskin like Rebbe over here. That if you shech them, Mechuba is pasul menator. So the Gemara had the shayla, what's the din of Tolosh of B'Sav Chibra? So the Gemara on the bottom of Tezvav and the base, the Gemara comes to the conclusion Okay, the top line on Tezayin and Aleph. Alav Shmamina. There's a shtickle steer in the Brisa. Shmamina. Shani by Mechubim Meikoroi. The Tolu Shilubisav Chibur. The Gemara says, according to Rebbe, it's only at Zera the Rabbana not to shepherd the Tolu Shilubisav Chibur. Zera Otu Mechubim Mamish. But Bidiyevit, it would be good. But if you shepherd Mechubim Mamish, that'll be possible. And it's ain't a daimet to anything else. That for sure, as a Tolish of Bisav Chiba by Shoimrim, will be a Shaila, whether it has a Shem Karka, doesn't have a Shem Karka. Each case is a different vort, and here it's a different vort of Mechuber. The thing is Mechuber to something that's not a handle. So it's a different vort over here. Each case is a different halacha. Let's say there's a Machloike Satanoim in the Mishnah Shavuos. Eladvarm Shein is Boim Aleim. Eladvarm, there's no Shvur Deraisa on Karka Avodim Eshtoris. And the same thing, there's no Din, let's say, Shamachinam is Chai Bimshir, Shamasocha is Chai Bimshir, Shamasocha is Chai Bimshir, Shoel is Chai Bimshir. So the Mishnah learns that from Sukkim that on Karka Avodim Eshtoris, you're not Chai. The Ramam has this fantastic Chiddush that Pashe Mitam Mazik. So if the Shem is Pashe on Karka Avodim, so then it will be chayv. That's mitam masik. And the rabbit is masik on the Raman. There is no such thing. And Tosis writes not like the Raman. Tosis writes just like the shoyl is potter for monsa and akarka avon mishdoris. The shamasoch is potter for gnev aveda. So the Tosis writes on the Mishnah in Shavuos. Even though the Mishnah only has karka avon mishdoris, the shoyl is not chayv beyonsa and the shamasoch is not chayv gnev aveda. Never says the shamachinim is not chayv bepshia. So that's where the Raman got it from. The Mishnah never said that. So Tosis says lav davke. Shamachinim is not chayv and pshia either, because all three are excluded from shomrim. So there will be a discussion. What's the din of tolda shel b'sof chibra? How would you paskin over here? And you can't bring a tzushtel from one case to the other. Each din is different. There it's a vort of shem karka, because avodim hukshel lekarkos, and eved is not mechuba lekarka, but still avodim hukshel lekarkos. So that'll be a different din. Whether tolda shel b'sof chibra has a chal shem din of kikarka. As dinik metalklam, each case is going to be different. Each case is going to be different. So the Mishnah there in Shavuos has a machlekes Rameir nechachamim. What if anovim ha'omdim libotzer? I'm going away for a week to Eretz Yisrael, and I ask my next door neighbor, please watch my field, and the pears are fully ripe. It's already higiazman to pluck them off from the ground. I ask him, don't pluck them off. Leave everything. When I come back, I'm going to be harvest everything. So the din is mechuba lekarka din kekarka. Maybe that's only called man that it's yonik from the karka. Once it already finished the whole yonike and it's already higia hazman to harvest it, so that's anovim home, namely botzer, it's already time to harvest them. So that's a machlegis armei nechacham. So armei holds that it's din ketolush. Mechuba lekarka din kekarka is only called man that it still needs the yonike. If it doesn't need anymore, it's din ketolush. And the chachamim disagree. So the Rambam writes that it's the Rambam writes that it's dino ki tolush. The Rambam paskin is like Rab Meir. So the Ravid is masig on the Rambam. Where is it? That's in Hilchas Toin Vinitan by Shavua Deraisa. Hilchas Toin Vinitan, that there's no Shavua Deraisa by Karka. There's only by Metaltalim. That's Perik Dalid. Ain might have mixed as Chayv Shvur Deraisim in Atorah, unless it's Metaltalim. Yeah. Where is it then? Yeah, Perik Hey and Toy Minita Alocha Dalid. There's a Sichsuch Shaila Vishvur Deraisim. Might have mixed us on the Shvur Deraisim. Anovim Ha'om Namely Botzer. So he's the Ramam Rice. That there is a Shvur Deraisa. Omar Avraham, so the Ravid is Masik. Hamachaber, the author of this book, the Rambam, Posek Kireb Meir. That's Machlek Zameh Nachachamim in the Mishnah Shvuas. The Gemara quotes it in Gitna, in Sanhedrin, different Mesichtas. By Anovim Hom, Nimli Botze, where they still say Mechubel Karka Dinik in Karka. Oh no, it's no longer needs Dinik. So he says, the Rambam, surprising. The Rambam Paskin is like Rab Meir, but Harav in the Rif does not Paskin like Rab Meir. But Harav Paisik HaChacham, he refers to the Rif as the Rav. So what motivated the Rambam to Paskin like Rab Meir all of a sudden? Yochav Rab Malachi Kiram, why does he Paskin? Ulai, perhaps what motivated the Rambam, Nei Masham B'Ksubis. There's a famous Gemara in Ksubis where the Gemara talks about collecting mitalpala de yasmi lo mishtabdi le balchayiv. The din is he can only collect from yisaimim, and the lekuchas he can only collect from karka, he can't collect from mitalpalim. So the Gemara has a discussion. A man died and he owed money to other people, and the balichayivs came to collect from the yarshim. So the Gemara in Ksubis on the top of Nun Aleph and Aleph, the top line on Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph. So Gemara says the balichayivs came to collect from the yarshim, so they can collect only from karka. They can't collect from mitalpalim. So they were parents that were mechuba la karka. So the Gemara wants to know, does the Baal Chayiv have a right to collect from the parents? Is it dina kekarka or is it dina kemetalpalim? So the Gemara says, sof, how do you allow them to collect from the parents that are mechuba la karka? But they were oimid ligzois, kol haimid ligzois kegozuz dami. Oimid liftzois kebetzuriz damyon. So how can you let the malda collect? No, we're talking when the Baal Chayiv comes to collect, the pears are not yet fully ripened, and it's not yet Amidli Botzer. The only time we would say Amidli Botzer Kibbutzur is Dami if it's fully ripened. If Tzvicha Ledikli, they still need to be Yenik more, they have to grow some more, so then it's Dinik Mechubel Ochaladeus, and then you can collect. So Tosfos Frek Akasha, isn't that a Machlokes Rameh and the Chachamim? In the Mishnah and Shavuos and Daf Mem Gimel. So why does the Gemara assume that the din is like Rav Meir, that Oymid Libotze Kibetzuris Damian and the Malva has no right to collect? So Tosfos said, yeah, our Gemara is paskening like Rav Meir. That's the top Tosfos on Nun Aleph and Aleph. That's what the Ravid writes. This is a famous Ravid. The Shach quotes this Ravid. Rav Soloveitcher used to love this Ravid with this Shach. He used to say it over at least once every year and a half. He would always smuggle it in. Whatever Masech that we were learning, he would always see to it that he would say over this Shach. Quotes the Ravid, the Shach and Chayshim Mishpat, and he explains the Ravid. So the Ravid says, why did the Raman paskin like Rav Meir that on Avim Hamdim Libotzer is Kibitzur is Damian Tolosh? Amachaber Paisa Kirav Meir, Beharav, the Rift paskin is like the Hanvu Ulai, perhaps what motivated the Raman is this Gemara in Ksubis, the Masha Omru, Vula Mipne, Masha Omru, Biksubis, and Daphne and Alf, Sof Sof Kalame Ligdor, Kigoda Domi. So he says, Baharav Zal, the Rif Haloi Ra calls that. The Rif also knows the Gemara and Ksubis. He's also the same Baki as this Rambam. He knows that. And he holds that it's not a Raya. Why the Efsher, maybe the Rif held, the Rif Paskin is like the Chachamim. So why does the Gemara say in Ksubis that Oimid Livtzer Kibotzer Domi, that the Malva cannot collect? It's called Metaltal Eliyasme. It's not Metaltal, it should be Karka. You can't collect from the Karka. But Ulai, the Efsher, Shein Lemeidim Shvua Lishadvarm. Maybe you cannot compare Shvua. Maybe it's not the same din. Karka versus metaltalim by shibudim, and karka versus metaltalim by nishboim aleim is not the same din. Like we had an agamore. We had already an agamore by Abedizor. It's not karka versus metaltalim. It's yesh botvises yadon versus ein botvises yadon. And by the shchitim and mechuber, it's avort of mechuber and tolush. Mechuber to the animal is called mechuber. Mechuber to the animal is called mechuber. The whole animal is metaltalim. But still, it's called mechuber because it's attached to something much bigger than a handle. So mechuber is a psul. Mm-hmm. And each din is a different din. And on Shabbos, it's a din of kotzer is only oikadov migdul if it's growing from the ground. If it's attached to a human body, it's gozes. It's not going to be kotzer. Each case is a different halacha. So the Ravid throws in a new concept. There's a concept. And he brings it right. He says there's a concept that Baal Chayiv only collects from a karka, not from a taltal liyasalem shtab the Baal Chayiv, because this is real estate versus non-real estate. This is called nechosim sheish lamachrayis. This is called nechosim shein lamachrayis. That's how he says. And he brings a raya for ulai. He says the epsher, maybe the teretz on the rif. How come the rif paskins against Rav Meir and the Gemara and Ksuba seems to say like Rameh the epsher shein lemeidim shvul l'shadvarim. You can't equate the distinction between karak metatal and by shvu einish by malak karkoes and by metatal liyas and lemishtab b'chayv is not the same proof. Shari avodim shali yisayim in idonim ki metatalim linyin shvu einish by malayim avodim hukshu le karkoes. There's no shvu deraisa and there's no dinam shomrim on avodim, but avodim of the yorshim adinam ki metatalim is not dinam ki karka. How come? So the Ravid says, because it's not the same. So that's what the Shach Nechayshim Mishpat quotes this in Simen Tzadikei or something. The Simen of Shereshach explains what he's talking about. That this is a different word. This is a din of Nechosim Sheish Lamacharayis versus Nechosim Shein Lamacharayis. How batuach is the malva that is going to be able to collect? So metaltalim yochal lahavricham yocham lahalimeim. He can hide the metaltalim. He can eat up all the peris. He can destroy the metaltalim, and the malva won't be batuach. He won't be assured. He won't be secure of collecting. Karka the rishonim use a malitza. Ha'aretz liyor lamamodes. Use the malitza from kahelas. The karka is going to remain there. So karka is called nechosim sheish lamacharayis. Avodim, the Eved can drop dead. That's the Eved can hide. I can hide the Eved, he can run away. He can die. So the Eved, true, the Avodim, Hukshul Karkos, has a din of Karka, but you can't say that it's Nechosim Sheish Lamachra. It's not called real estate. So even if you have Peres, then a Mechubel Karka, and Dinam Kekarka, but if it's Aymed Litlosh Ketolish Domi, it's called Nechosim Sheish Lamachra. You can't call it Nechosim Sheish Lamachra. He's going to harvest it and he's going to eat it up. So that's going to be the end of the whole story. That's how the Shach interprets this writer. That's in Gansen a different word. You have Karka versus Metaltalim, you have Mechuba versus Tolush, you have Yenike, Benegeh to what's Chayiv in Trumas and Maisis, whatever is Yonek from Eretz Yisrael's Chayiv in Trumas and Maisis, even if it's Mamish Tolush. Let's say you have something growing in a flower pot, then it's Nokuv, and we assume that Yenike goes through and through. So we assume that it's chayv and shumas and ma'isis men ha-Torah. I bet it's mamish tolush. It's growing in a flower pot that's not attached to the ground. Find that it's tolush, but still, whatever has a yinika from Eretz Yisrael is chayv and shumas and ma'isis. So that's a different category. Yinika is one din, and shem karka is another din, mechuber is a different din, and then the chosim eshesh l'macharai is a different din. So the status of tolush is b'sof chibroi. Rabbah says, Tolish v'sachib is not necessarily going to be the same in all the cases. He says, by Avodah Zarah, I know what the din is. Because by Rav said, Hamashtach v'dabai shaloi asorai, because by Avodah Zarah, it's not a function of karka versus metaltalim, it's an issue of yesh b'tvisas yaradim. So the people built the house, so it's a man-made house, so it's a manufactured by human being. So that's yesh b'tvisas yaradim, it can become asor. By shchit is going to be a shaila. And then by other things in Mechuba, it's going to be a machlokes satanaim. Rabbi says, each case is going to be a different halacha because they're not at all equal to each other. Rav Soloveitchik used to enjoy saying all these different dinim. His father printed his declaration. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to be a Torah journal in New York that was called Hamasilo. So his father printed a Shtigl Torah there where he has some of these dinim. He doesn't have all five. Rav Soloveitchik elaborated on it. There are five different dinim. So his father only has two dinim, contrasting A with B. But you see from the Gemara, on this daf alone, there are at least three dinim, and then this rabbit has a fourth din. There are really five different halachas. Each case is going to be different. Yeah. So the Gemara has a comment on the Mishnah. The opening line in the Gemara, Tezvav on the base, the opening line right after the Mishnah, it sounds like Hashechet b'diyevet en l'chatchila loy. What's wrong over here l'chatchila? So the Gemara says, oh, b'diyevet by magal yad, a hand sickle, one side has two blades on both sides. So one side is a jagged edge that's full of pegimah, so you're not allowed to shecht on that, that'll be nevela. And the other side is straight, sharp. So if you shecht on the sharp side, it'll be good. Shecht on the jagged side that has full of pegimas, it'll be nevela, chonkim. So l'chatchila, the Mishnah doesn't permit you to shecht on the sharp side, exer that he may make a mistake. That's how the Gemara says, Hashechet b'liyevet en l'chatchila lo, b'shleim b'magal yad, we understand. Dil mosel l'mevet b'idach gisa, he may make a mistake. If you'll permit him l'chatchila to shecht with the smooth side, he may by mistake shecht with the jagged side. So that's why Rashi has a psak halacha. This is unusual for Rashi. Rashi has a comment. The first Rashi on the Gemara, Mishamina meho. From this Gemara, we see if you have a long sakin and it has a pegima at one location, and the shechet says, "I'm going to be careful. I'm just shechting a chicken. I don't need such a long knife that's a foot long. I only need 6 inches long. So I'll be careful to shecht only with those 6 inches that don't have a pegima. I won't shecht with the rest." So Rashi says, "You see, from this Gemara, you make exactly not about a shecht on the sharp, on the smooth side, exeri may shecht, on the jagged side. So certainly, mehoshamin and the sakam gum yesh, but they lishchad min abgam ola halon. Also lishchad bolachat chilad. Ocha gazvina one side or to the other side. So this is a kal v'chaimer that we shouldn't permit it over here. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Then the Gemara quotes a braisa that we permit you to shecht lechatchila. It's about 20 lines, 15 lines after the Mishnah. Hod Tanya, it says Tosef the Perek Aleph. V'kol shecht the metolish beim mamchu bein shasakan lemaila b'tzavet behema lamata bein shasakan lamata b'tzavet behema lamaila. We allow you to shecht upside down. The neck of the animal is on top and the knife is on the bottom, and you're shechting upwards. We permit you to shecht lechatchila. So the Shach writes in Yeridah, we don't permit that lechatchila against the Gemara. Lacher, against the Tosefta. Shach says, we don't permit it lechatchila, gzeira shema yidrois. The neck of the animal, if it's loose, the animal, if the neck is loose, the animal can lean over and make drasa. It'll make it into nevela. Not only will it be nevela, it'll be lacking, it'll be nevela because of drasa, it'll be nevela because it's not kar gavra. If the animal walks over to a knife and pushes his head down, the animal did the shechita, so that's no good. So if the head of the animal is loose, so the Shach says, we don't permit you the shecht upside down, it may lead to drasa. So what's takap shat in the Gemara? The Gemara says beferish. The Gemara, the Rambam, says beferish that you may shecht lechatchila, even though it's upside down.
It's tied up.
So it must be, either it's tied up, that's how they do now in the slaughterhouses, because they didn't, they used to be pita years ago. They had the chever from the Tzad Baal Chaim, the Mishugoyim, so they were tumbling that the Jews shecht the behemoths in the Tzad Baal Chaim. So they insisted you have to shecht, instead of turning the animal upside down and it doesn't know what's happening and you're shechting it by the neck, so they insisted you have to have the animal upwards on its feet and shecht upwards. So there was a shayla. So they have a special pen where they hold the neck of the animal that it can't lean to any direction, it stands still. Or, that's one case, where there is muta lechatchila. Or the Gemara has on Tezainim a base, by Oifus. An Oifus is a skinny neck. So by Oifus, it's Mutal Lahatchil. Aye, but it says in the Brice, Bein Shan Sakan Lamata, but Tzave Behema Lamailo. So how can you say the Brice is talking about Oifus? It says Tzave Behema. So that's why Rashi asks on Tezainim a base. Rashi says, Tzave Behema Labdavke. Really means Tzave Hoif. So this is a big problem, and that sefer that I just got before we started Hilcha Shechita by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, so he has a letter, a tshuva that he wrote to the Rabbonim in Montreal when they were tumbling. It's a maisa from 50, 60 years ago when they were tumbling that after shecht with the animal and standing on its four legs. So the Rabbonim were concerned about the shach. So he said, yes, you have to go to battle. You're not allowed to let them shecht like that. Yeah, but now they're all over the world, they shecht like that, and they have the neck held in such a way that the animal can't budge. He's talking that the animal will be able to move its head. So then the shach says that there's a chashash drosa, and a chashash, it won't be kerech gavra. Okay, let's stop here.
Is that only a matir, or you should go do it? What is it?
The Ben Chassidim points out that there are contradictions in the Torah, the Lo Hakan, from one daf to the other.